Dozens of fires are still raging through the forests of western Canada. Thick smoke is smothering cities in Alberta, and the fires have even pinched the supply of natural gas flowing into the United States. Wallace Snowden is with the CBC in Edmonton. Wallace, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Let's start with the scale of these fires. We see reporting that the amount of land burned is far higher than it usually is this time of year. Just how widespread have these fires been across Alberta?
You're right. It's a battle being fought on many fronts, and that has been really the challenge here. So nearly 500 fires have burned to date this wildfire season alone, and that really stunts previous wildfire seasons on record here in Alberta. We're talking about 2 million acres destroyed so far this year. So we have 100 fires, 98 wildfires burning across the province, 92 are burning inside Alberta's forest protection zones, and about a quarter of them are still burning out of control.
Why? Why such a furious start to this fire season?
The conditions have been quite punishing, frankly. We had a really dry winter here in Alberta, and then things kicked off when we had a real stretch of intense heat and then really no precipitation. So a few weeks ago, it all just sort of came together in the worst possible way.
Well, and then there's the smoke. The pictures that I've seen of Calgary are terrifying, but the smoke has actually made its way across huge portions of the United States. I'm looking at a map on the CBC now. It's even gone down into Mexico. What are the concerns about what that smoke is doing to people, not only in Alberta, but, you know, across the entire continent?
It's really shifting, right? So every day, even hour to hour, it can change. We're talking about the highest level of pollution possible has been seen in some communities when we're talking about the Air Quality Health Index. And it's difficult. You wake up in the morning and it smells bad. It's hot outside, so you maybe want to open your windows in your house, and then the smoke just comes in. So it is causing breathing problems for people. It's aggravating existing health issues. And we've seen some communities that aren't necessarily under mandatory evacuation order moving out some of their more vulnerable populations.
Could we step back for a moment? Because I'm thinking about the summer of 2021 when temperatures in Western Canada soared past 120 degrees and fires just absolutely devastated that part of the country, which shocked people at the time. Is this the new normal for Western Canada?
That's certainly the warning that we're hearing from wildfire experts. One expert that we spoke to described the kind of fire behavior that we're seeing now as borderline nuclear. Part of it is this drying climate, and part of it is climate change. It can be a real challenge. We have fires that are burning high up in the treetops, what's described as a crown fire. But in Alberta, we also have them burning deep underground. So peat is found in the muskeg here, and that acts as a fuel for the fires. And that can keep some fires, even after they've been brought under control, burning through winter. And that is what we're being told to anticipate here, is that it could be weeks, if not months, before these fires are brought under control. And then some of those bigger ones will have to be monitored sort of through the year.
It is only May, a long summer ahead in Alberta, Canada. Wallace Snowden from the CBC in Edmonton, thanks for your reporting.
Thank you.